I prefer, me, I really don't like living in the city. I don't like living around a lot of people. I feel like it's too sensitive. That's why I can't live in Toronto anymore. But then I went to the extreme, like isolating myself, and I need a little bit more support than where I was at. And but now I feel like I'm going for everything, and eventually I know where I want to end up. I want to end up with the, you know, the great white pines up in Bear Island, Lake Temagami. That's my community. That's my home. I do feel love and support from my people there too. And that's where my dream is, to build a dance studio and to establish a company. You know, it'd be nice to collaborate with as many First Nations artists as I can. It'd be great to see more, you know, abstract dance and film. And there's so many ways, even on APTN, like, you know, a commercial. There's so many different possibilities, but we haven't had the time to, well, I haven't made myself the time to work on such projects like this, but now I just feel like I got nothing left to lose, because I was just struggling to survive. You know, I was happy. I always make sure I got food for my kids, but it was just basic survival for me, and I don't want to live like that no more.
Well, it sounds like you have plans. Like, this would be incredible. Like, you're not, like, I don't think these past 7 years have been, like, you haven't been doing nothing. You've been thinking, and you've been getting ready, right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I feel really strong. Like, I feel very grounded. I think I have a good understanding about, you know, the struggles on the reserve. Like, I've lived through that life, you know. My skin is, you know, nice and thick now, which is what happens to some people. And then there's the, you know, the awestruck beauty that is within that community. It's like, even in Cape Croker, it's such a beautiful community, like just the natural landscape. And so I know, like, that's where I feed off of a lot. Like, I feed off the natural rhythms of the world. So, yeah, and, yeah, I feel empowered. I feel like I know, I have a better understanding of who I am and where I come from. And, yeah, I don't have much fear in me anymore. So I live in the moment. I live for the moment. And, but then I also see, I understand my past seven generations of my own family. And then I'm looking ahead to make the most of what it is I got. Yeah, like these pieces that I'll be presenting with Sagichuk, I feel that this is going to provide me with a base to springboard from, and just to let people know, yeah, I'm back, I'm alive, and I'm doing well, and I'm ready to dance again and to collaborate. And the two pieces three pieces. There'll be two short pieces. One of them is called Nochmawaning, which is a place of healing. And it's actually a place just outside of Cape Croker. And it's a stepping stone and is part of the great Anishinaabe migration. And also, I guess I was inspired by that piece. In the springtime, for the past two springs, I've attended a feast for the water and for this area, for the sacred area. And there's also, at the same time, there's these elderly ladies that are from the Ojibwe women, and they're walking around the Great Lakes. Each year, they're walking around a Great Lake, which I just think is so incredible. They're carrying a bucket of water and an eagle staff, and wherever they go, they're asking for, you know, people to come and help. And, you know, they passed through Cape in, I think that was about March, April. It was in April. And so they really inspired me. I just thought, this is incredible what these, you know, women are doing. I felt very touched by it. So I wanted to honor them in that sense and bring awareness to what they're doing. So I'm going to have, like, some pamphlets to be able to hand out to the audience, you know, afterwards, just information for other people to become aware too. And it's just, I want to give thanks to these women too, so I'll be able to do that through this dance piece. And then the other one is, I've called it Metamorphosis, and for me it's about a transition from, you know, it could be looked at many ways, but almost a transition from light into darkness, back into light again. And then the third one, which I'm really excited about, I can already feel it stirring up, is the collaboration with Manic, and that was really going to be the almost like the headliner piece for the evening, for myself. And we have yet to see what we'll come up with, but I know it's going to be dynamic, and I think we're going to blow their minds. So
it's going to be an improvised piece?
It's going to be, well, it's going to be a new piece, so it's going to begin with improvisation, and I think we have 8 days to create it, and that's what we're going to do. So it should be really, the evening should be quite diverse, and so I'll be able to showcase the different styles of my dance as well, from classical to hip-hop to kind of fancy... fancy dance style. So,
are there many artists that you'd be interested in working with that are of critical minds like yourself and Manic?
Yeah, I think there's lots of them out there. Good. Like someone like TKO. Mm-hmm. Also, David Miracle. Be dancing those two pieces I was speaking about before. I'll be using his music to dance to. Lucy Idlet, I think, too, is another innovative artist out there. I would also one day would like to honor Renee Highway as well, who is kind of like a pioneer in modern contemporary dance. Even in for mainstream, but as well for, you know, for First Nation artists too. And I don't know. There's just so many people to work with. But I like to work in film, like as a dancer in film, and just collaborate with different mediums of art. And who knows? I just got to keep pushing it, and you know, just establish myself, and hopefully this. Something always leads to, I'm a strong believer in that one opportunity opens up, you know, two doors to the next opportunity.
Thank you so much. You've been so generous with your time.
Right on, man.
Can't wait to see your performance.
Okay, Dan.
Have a good one.
Okay, you too.
Bye. Bye.
Usega Shake is happening this weekend in Toronto from September 15th to 18th. For more information about the festival, you can call or visit Native Earth Performing Arts' website. The phone number is 416-531-1402. That's 416-531-1402. And their website is www.nativeearth.ca. You have been listening to Native Solidarity News. Back issues and subscriptions of Native Solidarity News are available at cost or for exchange. Visit the website to see our catalog at www.ckut.ca/nsn. To reach us by phone, call 514-398-6788 or send your suggestions by email to nsn@ckut.ca. Thanks for listening.